We're live at EXT. Kathy Mattea has dropped by. Hi there.
Hi.
So you've made this beautiful album called Pretty Bird.
Thank you. Yes.
What is Pretty Bird?
The title song is an old Hazel Dickens song. You listen to Hazel sing that and it'll raise the hair on the back of your neck. And I fell in love with it years ago. And I tried and tried to sing this song. And I couldn't get it. I shelved it several times. And I wasn't even thinking about it. I went through a process, which I'll tell you about during this record. But about halfway through this process, I was in the shower one night and I just was singing. I was taking a shower before I went to bed. I was singing and I was like, oh my God. Oh my gosh, I think I've got that. Oh my Lord. I don't know what happened, but I got out of the shower dripping wet. The whole house is buttoned up. My husband's out of town. I get the landline. I dial my cell phone number and sing it into my voicemail just to prove to myself that I could do it. Hazel, just to even be able to inhabit a song that she did in your own way is the challenge. You know, I can't be her. She's iconic. But to find an honest way to sing one of her songs is quite a learning process. The album's very eclectic. These are the songs that kind of brought me back to singing when I didn't know if I was going to be able to keep singing or not.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. So you got to a point where you thought maybe not going to be doing this?
Yeah, I was on the road and I would kind of go up for a high note in a song I knew really well and it wouldn't come out, or it would be tight or flat or pinched kind of. And I couldn't figure out what was going on, and I would try to refocus, and sometimes it would happen, sometimes it wouldn't. I thought, you know, this might be the beginning of the end of my good years as a singer. And I decided to just take some time off and really look at it. So I found a teacher. My longtime voice teacher was getting old and her health was declining. For the first time since I was 19 years old, I had to find a new teacher. And I found this wonderful woman who sings with Bobby McFerrin and works with him a lot. And I just started digging in and working with her. And I would practice every day, take a lesson every week. And then Bill Cooley, my longtime guitarist, comes over every Thursday and we just jam. I just started throwing out songs. I said, you know, I need to get to know my voice again. But it needs to be on songs that aren't familiar to me, a familiar way of singing, so that I'm not in old habits. And so I just started throwing out blues songs and jazz songs and anything I could think of. And over time, we started to make some progress. I was like, I think there might be some good stuff here. We went out on the road, just the two of us, to sort of test drive all these songs and see how people responded. And so not only have I lived with these songs a lot and have they really taught me again how to sing, you know, we've had them out on the road and played them for people. And so we know that we kind of feel very familiar with them. And so it's just a very sweet moment in my life.
So we're here live with Kathy Mattea. Kathy, how did you decide on these songs? Was it literally just a random pull them out of a hat kind of thing? Or were you looking for songs with particular character?
I really didn't think this was an album. I mean, I didn't set out to make an album. I set out to just explore my voice. And then it was like, well, this is the album. This is what else are you going to do? Go find some random songs? I mean, these are the songs that you've been living with and fallen in love with. Some of them I liked because they were different. Some had humor to them. Some were iconic. Some I would sit in the living room with Bill and sing, and like Ode to Billy Joe. I pulled that song out when I went for the money line. I was like, what the heck is that? Like, there was a whole other gear in the lower range of my voice that had not been there before. Instead of thinking of my voice as like, well, you know, I can kind of live with this, you know, all of a sudden I was like, holy crap, this voice does things I didn't know it could do. And I began to fall in love with my voice again. It was all kinds of reasons. Mercy Now, I pulled out because I was listening to it all the time and it was just giving me a lot of solace. There's a song on the album called This Love Will Carry, and I started doing it at sound checks because it made me feel better after a crazy election. And so I started doing it at the end of the night and getting the audience to sing along because I thought it's really good for us right now to remember that there's something below all this tribalism that connects us, and singing together is part of that process. So there's just a lot of really little moments that gave me connection through these songs.
A little bit cathartic as well.
Yeah.
We're live at EXT. Kathy Mattea is here. Her record is called Pretty Bird. Tim O'Brien. You kind of cut him loose to do what he does on this record too, huh?
Yes. Tim is my old friend. I mean, I think of him as my musical brother, you know. When I sing with him, and especially him and Molly, his sister, it's the closest thing to family harmony I'll ever know. I was thinking, oh my gosh, I don't think I have any choice but to make a record out of these songs, but they're so wide ranging. I mean, there's a jazz song and a Hazel Dickens song and a blues song and a country song. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Literally, I woke up in my bed at 3 o'clock in the morning one night and sat up and said, Tim O'Brien. Tim O'Brien's the guy who can do this record because he does all these different kinds of styles in a very deep and authentic way. And I called him up and he said, yes, I couldn't believe it. The other thing was because I'd been shaky in my voice, now I know that it was menopause that was kind of hitting and shifting things a little bit. But I thought, you know, I don't want to go in the studio with somebody I don't know well. And Tim is just about, like, he has this lovely way of being super laid back, but he will tell you if something needs to be different. But he can tell you in a way that not for a moment do you think that he doesn't 100% believe in you. That was a very, very sweet thing.
Kathy Mattea is live at EXT. Let's have you guys, you and Bill, play a couple of songs
okay.
for us.
Good, good.
Start you off with Ode to Billy Joe.
Sure.
Was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped, and we walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember? Then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres on the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected he and Tom and Billy Joe. Put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. Wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I have another piece of apple pie. You know, it just don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Well, a year's come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want it too much of anything. Me, I spent a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge. I drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
This is Kathy Matea, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT. Ice cream in my hand, melting in the sun. All that chocolate on my tongue, that's a good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. Sitting in the bathtub, hi-fi playing low, digging that Al Green. Well, you must know what I mean. A good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Sitting in the front seat, good boy in my arms, smiling in my eyes, getting me all hypnotized. That's a good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. At least I got some. Mm-mm-mm-mm. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. Yeah. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue.
Now, that's a really fun song.
I love that song. That's an Oliver Wood song of the Wood Brothers. I fell in love with that song when it was on our walk-in music for a long time. You know, I'd hear it playing from backstage before we walked out. And it was the first song that I walked into the living room and said, Bill, you know, I bet I never sing this song in front of anybody. I think it'd be fun to to mess around with it. We had so much fun with it, you know, and it's just nice to have something a little playful and really different. It's been really sweet. And Oliver came in and sang on the record, so that was also very sweet.
Kathy Mattea is live at EXT. The album is Pretty Bird, and that song, Chocolate on My Tongue, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it was great to have you guys play those songs right here as you had started playing them before the album, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We just sat in the living room, and we worked out all the arrangements. Bill is a great arranger. We worked out all of these arrangements and kind of, because it took me a while to sort of find my way into each song, we'd kind of keep messing with them and keep tweaking things so that by the time we went in the studio, we had sort of the structure, the basic structure of the song, and then everything else got kind of added onto that. So the point of view was very clear.
So as you were relearning how to sing or how to use your voice, what would be the thing that would be maybe the biggest takeaway for you, the thing you learned that really helped you keep going? Because you were about to stop.
Oh, gosh, you know, I tell you the lesson over and over again, really in every nook and cranny of my life, but especially from this process, is just to stop trying so hard. It's to just relax and let it be. The thing that made this so difficult was I had to unlearn 30 years of a habit of the way I sang, and my voice didn't respond the same way. So I had to sort of come to my voice and say, well, what do you want to do? How do you want to do this? Then you'd get on stage and your body goes, oh, no, 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 no. Those are our people. This is how we sing the song. We are going back to what we know. And then you'd splat out again. It's like, okay. So it was like a real struggle to let go of a way of doing things that was so familiar. But once I let go, it was so sweet. And for a time, you know, I would say to Judy, my teacher, you know, I think I can live with this. I think I can live with this voice. And she said, Kathy, I would encourage you not to think of your voice as diminished. She said, the sweet spot is just moving around and you're getting to know it again. And I really found that to be so helpful. It's really like I've fallen in love with her again, you know, and she's a little different, really beautiful in its own way. And I just feel so excited that it's fun to sing and easy to sing and to have these songs to get to live with. It's just been such a beautiful process.
We're live at EXT. Kathy Mattea is here. Her album is Pretty Bird. Mm. Kathy, what does singing mean to you?
I think, and I tell people this in my shows almost every night, I think singing is our birthright. I think, well, if you watch little kids, they sing all the time. They just sing. They'll sing when they're alone. They sing together. They make up songs. They don't think about it. They don't think about whether they sound good or anything. Nothing's overlaid on that yet. And I think that it's important. If I Do, This Love Will Carry, that song, which is about how there's something underneath all of the times are good, times are bad, the pendulum swings one way, it swings the other way, but there's a constant underneath everything. And when we sing this together, I don't know who you voted for. All I know is we're singing this song together. To me, that is really important to remember. I did this workshop with Bobby McFerrin, the great jazz singer, a few years ago, and you just go sing with him for about 10 or 12 hours a day for a week. And after day 3 or 4 of just singing for hours and hours and hours, you just crack open. And he said, yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it? I keep wondering what would happen if, you know, every time Congress met, they had to do this for the first 30 minutes before they did anything else. I think it reminds us of how we really are essentially the same at the end of the day. We have the same wants, the same yearnings. We vibrate together when we sing together.
Kathy Mattea, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The album is Pretty Bird. So the Mary Gaucher song on the record, Mercy Now.
Mm-hmm. It's a song that's so, I mean, it's a masterpiece of writing, songwriting. And it's so relevant right now. I've just found myself listening to it a bunch because it was giving me comfort. And I said to Bill, you know, let's try this. I've never sung anything like this. And I could not get it. I mean, we tried for weeks. We tried for months every Thursday. And I would take it back and I would take it to my voice teacher and everything. I could not. It was just forced and stiff. And so I was like, okay, well, at least I know. So we put it on the shelf. And a couple months went by and we were sitting one Thursday. And I said, Bill, let's pull that Mercy Now again. And he said, I don't know what happened, Kathy, but you sang it. And I think I just stopped trying to sing it. I didn't think I could sing it. So I wasn't trying and I just relaxed. But, you know, content-wise, and also for the sort of the lesson of letting go, you know, all of those things are present for me in that song. And the other real joy that I have is a lot of people know this song. Mary Gaucher wrote it many years ago now, but a lot of my audience doesn't know this song. So getting to introduce this song to a new audience and getting to tell people about Mary and her writing is one of the great joys of this process for me.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
My father could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor fall and rot slowly on the ground. His work is almost over. Won't be long, he won't be around. I love my father. He can use some mercy now. And my brother can use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom, shackled to his fear and his doubt. And the pain that he lives in, it's almost more than living will allow. He could use some mercy now. For my church and my country could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out. They carry the weight of the faithful and follow them down. I love my church and country. They could use some mercy now. Well, every living thing could use a little mercy now. Only the hand of grace can end the race toward another mushroom cloud. And the people in power, they'll do anything to keep their crown. I love life and life itself. Could use some mercy now. Deserve it, but we need it anyhow. We hang in the balance, a dangle between hell and hallowed ground. Oh, and every single one of us, it used some mercy now. Yeah, every single one of us could use some mercy now.
This is Kathy Matea. Thank you for being a member of WEXT Radio.